Heptameron Chinese Letter, Chinese Letter, Chinese Letter is an unusually assured debut, one that embraces the vocabulary of progressive rock while refusing to remain within its boundaries. Built around a fantasy narrative structured by the symbolic recurrence of the number 7, the album unfolds like a journey across an imagined landscape of dungeons, mansions, abysses, and forgotten kingdoms, each track functioning as a distinct location within a larger world. Rather than simply borrowing fantasy imagery, Acid Brain Chinese Letter Chinese Letter use it to organize the album's musical architecture, allowing motifs and textures to recur, mutate, and reappear as the story progresses. The opening. Noise Heptameron eases the listener into this universe with an unexpectedly gentle flute melody recalling classic progressive rock before Seven Steps Beneath Dungeon, subjects the same material to a sludge metal transformation that gradually expands into post-rock. Elsewhere, Into Mansion continually shifts its internal momentum without losing its hypnotic pull, while the experimental Gnome Interlude interrupts the narrative with percussion and electronic chaos. The paired Abyss Eye and Abyss II anchor the album firmly within stoner rock, one seeming to decay before reassembling itself, the other acting as its distorted mirror. The emotional core of the album is undoubtedly the 16-minute Maru. Lillie Creatures' ethereal vocals introduce an unexpected shoegaze inflection before gradually taking on an almost incantatory quality as the piece passes through repeated dynamic transformations. The closing Requiem, featuring saxophonist Li Zhenghui, pushes the album towards free improvisation and noise, ending not with an overwhelming surge of collective energy. Throughout, Acid Brain Chinese Letter Chinese Letter demonstrate an impressive command of pacing. Their willingness to juxtapose drone, sludge, post-rock, stoner metal, free jazz, electronics, and even chiptune could easily have resulted in a fragmented listen, yet the album remains coherent because every stylistic shift serves its fictional geography rather than functioning as a display of eclecticism. The striking cover artwork by Weishin perfectly complements this vision. Depicting a humanoid skull, fractured into porous, coral-like structures through vivid psychedelic colors and digital distortion, it occupies the same psychedelic territory as the music itself. Anatomy dissolves into abstraction, suggesting both bodily transformation and altered consciousness. Much like the album, the image constantly oscillates between organic and synthetic, decay and regeneration, marking it as a visual extension of the record's hallucinatory world. Recorded largely in bedrooms and rehearsal spaces, with a DIY ethos, Heptameron Chinese Letter Chinese Letter Chinese Letter never sounds constrained by its circumstances. Instead, Acid Brain Chinese Letter Chinese Letter transform limited resources into a remarkably ambitious statement. It is a debut that feels fully realized, confidently mapping out a sonic universe whose borders extend well beyond the conventions of heavy psychedelic rock. To get a taste of Acid Brain Chinese Letter Chinese Letter, here is one of their live sets from 2024. Acid Brain Chinese Letter Chinese Letter are Sean Lee Chinese Letter Chinese Letter, acoustic guitar, electric guitar, flute, tin whistle, bass, synthesizer, samples, piano, strings, vocals, tracks 1-9, Eric Lai Chinese Letter Chinese Letter Chinese Letter, electric guitar, tracks 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9. Synthesizer, track 5. Chaiyu HSU Chinese Letter Chinese Letter Chinese Letter, electric guitar, acoustic guitar, synthesizer, samples, vocals, tracks 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yilin Sai Chinese Letter Chinese Letter Chinese Letter, bass, vocals, tracks 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, and Isaac Jiang Chinese Letter Chinese Letter Chinese Letter, drums, percussion, tracks 1-9. To find out more about their album, we got in touch directly with them via IG. Heptameron Chinese Letter Chinese Letter Chinese Letter feels remarkably ambitious for a debut album. Across its 9 tracks, you move through drone, stoner rock, post-punk, chiptune, free jazz, post-rock, and metal, yet the record never feels like a simple genre exercise. Instead, it unfolds like a coherent fantasy world with its own internal logic. How did the album take shape conceptually, and were there particular books, films, games, myths, or musical influences that helped you build this universe of mansions, dungeons, abysses, and strange landscapes. From the moment the first song was completed, we decided that this would be a concept album set against a fantasy backdrop. We enjoy embedding symbols within our work, which is why the entire album revolves around the number 7. The main riff of the opening track is driven by a 7 beat meter, and excluding the intro and interludes, the album consists of exactly 7 songs. We are deeply fascinated by the rich world building in fantasy works, ranging from The Lord of the Rings to The Witcher 3. Influenced heavily by progressive rock concept albums, we wanted to construct a universe of our own. Each track functions like a different location on a vast map, making the entire album a grand tour through this fictional Middle-earth. Although Acid Brain Chinese Letter are often described as a heavy psychedelic rock or metal band, Heptameron Chinese Letter incorporates elements that many listeners would not immediately associate with those traditions. Flute, tin whistle, synthesizers, chiptune passages, free improvisation, and collaborations with artists such as LILLIE Creatures and Li Zhanghui. How did these collaborations come about, and what did those guests bring to the album that you felt could not have been achieved by the band alone? We were completely captivated by Mr. Li Zhanghui's performance when he toured Taipei with Omnipotent Youth Society in 2023. Around that time, he also staged a personal experimental theater piece in Taipei. We fortunately had the opportunity to open for him, which allowed us to extend our invitation. For the album's finale, Requiem, we expanded several sections upon the original foundation to give Mr. Li room to play, and ultimately arranged a free tempo noise segment, creating what we consider a truly epic ending. We also caught LILLIE Creatures performing in Taipei once, and we knew we wanted to collaborate with her even before the album was finished. Although we didn't deliberately tailor the writing to fit her style, the song naturally left space for her. Partnering with her was full of surprises, and we feel incredibly lucky to have her vocals on Maru. One of the most striking aspects of the record is the way repetition and transformation operate throughout the album. Pieces such as Abyss I and Abyss II mirror one another, while Maru and Requiem continually evolve through changes in instrumentation and texture. Were you consciously thinking in terms of narrative and world building when composing these pieces, or did the sense of journey emerge naturally from the music itself? Halfway through the writing process, 7 steps, Mansion, Requiem were finished, we mapped out a complete storyline for the entire album. Ultimately, the narrative and the music influenced each other reciprocally, shaping the final piece into what it is today. Acid Brain Chinese Letter emerged from Taipei's underground music scene with a strong DIY ethos, recording in bedrooms and rehearsal spaces, and releasing music on your own terms despite the band's young age. How would you describe the current underground scene in Taipei, particularly for heavier, experimental, or psychedelic music? Do you feel that a new generation of Taiwanese artists is developing its own identity, and what role has that community played in shaping Acid Brain's sound and outlook? There is a band in Taipei called Bremen Entertainment Inc. They are a heavy psychedelic band and are seniors, who won Album of the Year at our Independent Music Awards. In their acceptance speech, they mentioned that their winning album was also recorded entirely in bedrooms and rehearsal spaces. We loved that idea. In this day and age, everyone should be able to produce the coolest records out of any underground setting with a low-cost approach. Gianmarco Del Rey,